Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Again, download that River Network app, click River Talk, and you get me. Lucky, lucky you. Well, several things I want to get to. I guess the most important is Southern California, the fires, and how all of this could have been so easily prevented if the government in California, the horrible leftist Marxists, they're just so far out there, it's ridiculous. And this Governor Gavin Newsom, who has been just a one royal screw-up when he was mayor of San Francisco and now governor of California, and he wants to be president because he's got really good hair. Donald Trump offered him a simple solution that would have prevented all of this tragedy in Southern California. Governor Gavin Newsom turned it down. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Dimitri, that's quite a statement. That is quite a statement. You're saying that Donald Trump actually could have solved this problem, and he offered the solution to Gavin Newsom, and Gavin Newsom turned it down. The leftists in California turned it down. That's exactly what I'm saying. And you might be thinking to yourself, wow, that's certainly a provocative statement. It certainly sounds like you're exaggerating, Dimitri. It sounds like you're just trying to get some cheap attention here for your show. I don't need cheap attention for my show. I like it, but I don't need it. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is kicking ass all over the place, especially on our Twitter, let me rephrase this. Our Facebook live stream. Right now we're streaming on Facebook. We're doing really, really well with that. We are doing so well with the River Network app. They monitor the listenership, and we are just destroying it, and all because of you. All because of you. But as I mentioned from time to time, to remind people, I host an evidence-based talk show. It's all about the evidence. Many times I will cite my sources saying, hey, I read this here, or I'll read this to you now, and here's the source. And many other times I have the audio from the source. You can hear it directly from the person making the statement. To me, it's all about the evidence. And when I do not have evidence, I tell you, look, I do not have smoking gun evidence. This is my opinion, and my opinion is based on X, Y, or Z. So I play it straight with you. I play it straight. I've been telling people that on today's show, I have proof that Donald Trump could have prevented the fires in Southern California, that horrible catastrophe there. I have the audio. In fact, I'll let him tell you himself. The solution was so simple. Donald Trump said, yeah, let's do this. Let's make sure that we protect the people in Southern California. And the Marxist Democrat Party and the head of it, this Gavin Newsom, said, no, we don't want it. Don't take Dimitri's word for it, especially when he's referring to himself in third person as he is right now and has no idea why he did. Listen to Donald Trump himself.
The nation's 27 Republican governors for dinner at Mar-a-Lago, echoing comments he made earlier in the week about California's response to the wildfires. Trump didn't hold back when it came to criticizing California Governor Gavin Newsom.
I got all of the approvals, and he said, I don't want to sign it. I don't want the water. We don't need the water. I said, you need the water. Your reservoirs are empty. The whole place. You need the water. That was 5 years ago. And if you notice yesterday, the hydrants were empty. They didn't have any water, many of them. And that's the reason that this happened. He wouldn't do what we wanted. And we're going to force that upon him now. But it's very late. because I think it's one of the great catastrophes in the history of our nation.
Donald Trump had the solution. He offered it. They spit on it. And it gets much worse than that. It gets much, much worse than that. I have here now for you some audio that is just unbelievable. This is the Los Angeles water chief herself. The previous person in that position was making around, $350,000, $400,000, which is insane as it is. But because she is a woman of color and I think Hispanic origin of some sort, they decided to give her $750,000 a year, $750,000 a year for the Los Angeles water chief. I'm telling you, today's Democratic Party is run by Marxists who are just, the incompetence is staggering. But they feel darn good about themselves because they be so woke. And this is the head of the Los Angeles, she's the Los Angeles water chief, the head of this department, talking about her number one priority. Again, Southern California, water, really, really, really important. It's so important they made a movie about it. Chinatown, a great movie, a wonderful, wonderful movie. It's all about the water. But now it's all about being woke and DEI. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of the chief, the Los Angeles Water District.
You call it powered by equity, and I know that it's been really important for the DWP to put an equity lens on everything.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the number one thing that attracted me to this role. Coming from the communities that I come, seeing what I've seen through my career in utilities and through the military, I've been in the Coast Guard 19 and a half years now, so I got six more months to qualify for my 20 years, which was my original goal.
Wow, congratulations, thank you for your service.
Thank you, thank you. It's important to me that everything we do, it's with an equity lens and social justice and making sure that we right the wrongs that we've done in the past from an infrastructure perspective and that we involve the community in that process. And this utility is serious about it, is authentic about it. And so I'm just super excited to be part of that movement.
Yeah. You're also part of this movement of the whole region being burned to the ground. It's about social equity. It's about DEI. She makes this very clear. That's the number one concern with these people. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you're going to find hard to believe. But I've got the audio to back that up as well. Let me just line up this thing here. Hold on a second, if you would. Wait a minute. All right, I think this will be, hold on, just bear with me here. State-of-the-art system that we have here. All right, this should be it. Okay, great. So let me tell you first. They're so concerned about being politically correct and being woke and DEI that the top three people at the Los Angeles Fire Department are all open lesbians who are named Christina or Christine. The first LGBTQ fire chief is a Christina Crowley. The first lesbian assistant chief is a Christina Kepner. And the first black lesbian equity bureau chief is a Christine Larson. All three Christines. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, so they happen to be lesbian, so what does that mean? What it means, I think it's safe to say, is that political correctness and DEI takes precedent over everything. Certainly over precedent of, it's more important than actually fighting fires. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of the fire chief herself.
I want to be very, very clear. Yes, we took a $17 million budget cut. And as we know, any budget cut would negatively impact our ability to carry out our mission. I want to also clarify that I'm not a politician. I'm a public servant. It's my job as the fire chief of the Los Angeles City Fire Department to make sure that our firefighters have exactly what they need to do their jobs. And that's why I'm talking to you today. The Palisades Fire, everybody's seen it. It is absolutely one of the most horrific natural disasters in the history of Los Angeles. And even with an additional 100 engines, I tell you, we were not going to catch that fire. But with that being said, let me be clear. The $17 million budget cut and the elimination of our civilian positions like our mechanics did and has and will continue to severely impact our ability to repair our apparatus. So with that, we have over 100 fire apparatus out of service. And having these apparatus in the proper amount of mechanics would have helped. And so it did absolutely negatively impact. I want to also be clear that I have, over the last 3 years, been clear that the fire department needs help. We can no longer sustain where we are. We do not have enough firefighters. With that, I have also requested multiple budgets, interim budgets, to show how understaffed, under-resourced, and underfunded the LEFD is. So with that, also, we have clear data that shows the LEFD needs more help. We need 62 more fire stations. These reports also show that we've had a 55% increase in overall call volume since 2010. And guess what? We're doing it with less firefighters. I was also directed to develop a plan as part of a budget reduction exercise, and that could equate to $48.8 million. And I warned, I rang the bell, that these additional cuts could be very, very devastating for our ability to provide public safety. That would have resulted to 15 fire stations closing down and potentially the elimination of over 300 firefighters. Again, I want to be clear that I submitted a very large budget that will actually allow our firefighters to do their job.
Keep voting Democrat. God, what a smart thing that is. When you see how today's Democratic Party continues to ignore the people in East Palestine and West North Carolina, and yet does everything possible. But Joe Biden saying, oh, we'll give anything you want to rebuild your mansions there because you're my fellow Democrats and you give lots of money to the Democratic Party, even though you're all, you know, filthy rich. The incredible incompetence is difficult to overstate. Joe Biden's incompetence on the national level, Gavin Newsom's incompetence on the state level. It's difficult to overstate how screwed up these people are. But they feel darn good about themselves. Self-esteem issues are really, really important. DEI, really, really important. Wokeness, really, really important. I've got an audio clip for you from Ms. Christine Larson, the first Black Lesbian Equity Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Fire Department, that will infuriate you and confirm your worst suspicions about DEI.